What's up, you Alberta? My name is Elliot Tanti, and I am the host of What's Up, you Alberta, here on CJSR 88.5 FM in Edmonton. And, well, the show's a podcast as well, guys. If you're interested in checking it out at a later date, you can find it on iTunes. Just look up What's Up, you Alberta. Basically, the mandate of the show here is we bring people on who have some relationship with the University of Alberta and talk a little bit about them. Usually they're interesting people, and it's my job to try and find those people. And, well, so far I've been very lucky. I am again lucky this week because a guest that I've been waiting to have on for quite a while is finally here. Kaylee Thomas. You may have heard her. Her music's been featured a lot here on CJSR, a lot here on What's Up, You Alberta. She is here talking about the transition from her BFA degree here at the University of Alberta into becoming a musician and all the trials and tribulations that have gone along with that. We are also going to be talking a little bit about her album Ash Mountains, and we'll be playing a song off that album and giving her an opportunity to talk a little bit about that and what the future holds for this very promising musician right here from our own Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, as well as the University of Alberta. So very much looking forward to that. Guys, before we get started, if you want any information on the show, check us out on Twitter at What's Up You Alberta. And if you want to email in, have some questions, well, make sure you get this email address down. That's wualberta.gmail.com. All right, that's enough for me. Let's jump into this interview with Kaylee. Well, I'm here with Kaylee Thomas, former BFA student here at the University of Alberta, and now singer-songwriter moving into her life as a musician. How's it going, Kaylee?
It's good. How are you?
Really, really good. Really good. I'm very excited to actually finally have you here in studio. I feel like I've played your music a ton on the show thus far, so this is exciting for me. I'm a huge fan.
Get out of here. That's awesome. Thank you.
So, you know, as I mentioned off the top, this podcast and radio show is completely devoted to University of Alberta students, but we do want to talk about your career and aspirations and things like that. But a year ago, almost a year ago today, you put out your first album.
You bet.
And so can you talk about what this last year has been like for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, as Elliot said, I went to the University of Alberta for just a little over 3 years. I did the BFA acting program here. And in my last year of that program, I started writing a lot of music. And so since graduating from that, my kind of path has been an amalgamation of a bit of theater work, but mostly music these days. And I just had a really crazy opportunity right out the gate. I played a little show at the Wonder Bar, and a gal, Rhea March, who kind of curates some of the new music at the Folk Festival, mm-hmm. asked if I wanted to be a part of the Folk Festival that year. And my instinct was like, that's a crazy opportunity. Like, I'm not sure. Should I grasp this right now? I'm just kind of just getting into music right now. But I was like, let's go for it. So first things first, you need to have some music that people can pick up. If they're interested in what you're doing, they can take it home. They can listen to a recording. So we just went for it. And I recorded an EP last May.
Ash Mountains,
yeah. And it was a thrilling experience. I really, really like the recording process. Had a blast. I think there's something to be said, too, for just going in there and, like, having a crack at it. I didn't know any better either, so yeah. I was just like, okay, here we go. So, yeah, it's 5 tracks. And I'm a year later. I try to play as full-time as possible these days, and I'm working on a full-length one now. So trying to keep the ball rolling here.
For sure, for sure. What's it like to transition from school into a new adventure, like becoming a musician?
It's, I feel like, especially, so the program I was in, it was 12 students. And many of us, because we're in the arts, have taken different paths out of that program, whether it be going and working for a theater festival or doing something that's almost unrelated to the degree itself, but kind of in an acting degree like that, it's performance-based. So it translates to music, to dance, to theater.
Definitely.
So I really enjoyed this past year out of school because, for the most part, I've been able to make a lot of my own work, which I find very fulfilling because I can be just about as busy as I'd like to be. And sometimes it's a bit hard when you're trying to be hired for other people's projects to be a part of their art, which can be super rewarding, but you're waiting around a little bit sometimes. So with music, I've really enjoyed being able to play, you know, as much as I can and as often as I can and network. And
as an individual artist, how do you balance working with other people and doing what you need to do for your career or what you want to do creatively?
That's kind of tricky because for the most part, I try to say yes to a lot of opportunities, especially, you know, there's a lot of really cool stuff that goes on in Edmonton and that you can be a part of a lot of collaborations. And I really enjoy playing with other musicians as well. Like often I'll play with a band too. And it's a negotiation because at this point, a lot of the time I would make more money if I just performed solo.
Right.
But that collaboration and that energy and having different people's musical influences be a part of your project is hugely worthwhile. I'd say worth more than the money. Maybe you split up the check five ways, but...
Well, I guess that also gives you access to other and new fans maybe that wouldn't necessarily know you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, totally. And it's... Edmonton has a really cool arts community and there is a lot of overlap. A lot of multimedia stuff, even with things like Next Fest or even the Found Festival that's just on. It's there's room for a lot of different art forms and a lot of collaboration. So I really, really like working with other people, and I would have not been able to get where I am now without a lot of help from a lot of people.
There's a lot of people that have walked out of the BFA program here at the University of Alberta, specifically the drama one, and had a lot of success. What do you think makes that program special, or how has it equipped you to deal with regular life as an artist?
Yeah, it's a pretty cool one. A lot of people... at the U of A, because it's a very academic university, I've spoken to a lot of people that aren't even actually really aware that this program is a thing because we kind of are all hidden away in the TIMS, mm-hmm. in the TIMS and in the Fine Arts building. But basically, it's a year of arts as a prerequisite, and then you have a class of 12, so six men and six women, and then we went to school together for about 3 years. And it is predominantly focused on acting, but we had dance training, we did workshops in like a whole variety of different kind of art forms. And so for me personally, it cultivated my songwriting because I had started singing when I was younger, and one of my professors was aware that I really enjoyed music, and she said, hey, for this next project, how about you write some music and you underscore this project? So it's kind of just... it's hard to explain because a lot of people come out of there, you know, just going straight for the acting thing, or we really kind of have this whole tool belt of kind of skills you can pull on to basically survive in the arts, because mm-hmm. you have to be able to do more than one thing if you
want
to
be malleable, right?
Yeah.
Of course. You're really well produced. I'm not just talking about your EP, but just in general, your website's well put together, you have a boot camp, your album is available at a number of different places across Edmonton, as well as online. How much business training or business skill is a part of that BFA program, or how much of that are you looking at?
In relation to kind of what it takes in the music world, basically at this point, it's, you know, that's a really big part of it. Mm-hmm. Fortunately or unfortunately, basically, if you're going to look into a grant or a festival, they have to be able to kind of go online and see what you're about. So a lot of those skills I feel I've kind of cultivated on my own just through necessity and
right.
trial and error a little bit. There's definitely areas that I could probably be way better at in terms of the business side of it. But no, in the BFA, I'd say the main thing was just professionalism. There was an overall, I'm being choosy with my words.
That's okay. Be as choosy as you like.
Yeah, totally. Just overall, I think they set up their students for success because it's not so much like specific skills, like how to be good at the internet or at social media. It's just about kind of how to be savvy marketing yourself and being professional and trying to create connections that are going to help you.
How important is networking in what you're doing right now?
it's huge for sure. I don't try to get too wrapped up in these things.
Yeah,
it doesn't keep me up at night. But definitely, if you know people that believe in you, they're going to you know, inevitably give you maybe more opportunity or help you kind of cultivate what you're going for, right? Because you really can't do it alone. You know, when you're performing, there needs to be someone there that's interested in what you have to say, and hopefully you have something good to say.
Well, there are certainly a lot of people that are very interested in what you have to say. Kaylee, I want to take a quick break and listen to one of your songs off your new track or your new album.
Yeah.
Do you have a specific favorite that you'd like to play?
Oh, like we're going to play one of the ones that's been recorded, so I can just pick one. Maybe play them Hideaway.
Hideaway. All right. We've played that one before, and that's totally cool. We're going to play that, and we'll come back. We're going to talk about this EP.
Yeah.
And where are you going from here?
Cool.
Cool?
Thanks. Yeah.
All right, I'm here with Kaylee Thomas. That was her single Hideaway off her newest EP, Ash Mountains. Hi, Kaylee.
Hi.
Why did you specifically pick that song?
It's a fun song. I think that's why I picked that song. A lot of my music, not necessarily, it's not all dark per se, but sometimes I have to like really sit down and be like, okay, Let's channel something good here. What's going good?
There's definitely like an emotional aspect to it. Can you talk a little bit more about the EP, where the inspiration came from, and go in a little bit more depth about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, you know, it's kind of funny when art can pick you up when you're feeling down. In my last year of university, there was a really big loss in my family, and my brother passed away in 2012. And it was a very public thing in the city. And it was really, really difficult. He struggled with depression and addiction. And in the end, he passed away from suicide, which is a huge, huge topic. A lot of people have a hard time speaking about it. But I had to speak about it because I was going to lose my mind unless, you know, I was able to remember him. So a big part, actually, kind of the very beginning of my writing music was just channeling that whole circumstance into something that could maybe be good, you know, like something that I could maybe, you know, raise awareness through. And so it was kind of unplanned, but that was just what I started doing, is writing some songs. And it turned out to be massively therapeutic for me. And also, you know, gave me this whole new avenue to pursue about storytelling and about songwriting. So the EP actually, it's dedicated to him and to his memory. He was just a really, really awesome guy. So I, you know, often will take his energy and, you know, try to put that forth into a project.
Makes sense. You've been really public about this loss.
Yeah.
More so than, you know, generally people are with lost family members. You have said that part of that is therapeutic. Why else do you think it's important to get the word out about some of the things that he struggled with?
I'd say, well, it's also just the nature in which it happened, because he did go missing for a substantial amount of time. So there was a very public citywide search in Edmonton. So, you know, pretty much anyone I had ever met had heard about what had happened. So either, you know, a family can choose, maybe it's too difficult, they need to kind of brush it under the rug and just lay low for a bit. But instead we chose to kind of say, hey, this is a real thing. Mental illness is a disease. And especially in this demographic of young men, it's actually been acknowledged now. Even the Movember fundraising, now they've acknowledged that mental health is it's quite an issue in young men demographic, and they're starting to kind of do more research and have more funding available so that it's something that is talked about. Because again, there's just a lot, it's a complicated topic, and sometimes there's misconceptions. It's like, oh, if you speak about it, then you're going to give people ideas. But if you don't speak about it, you know, it's an unfathomable thing for most people.
Right.
But it's real, and it happens. And hopefully, you know, if people feel that they can kind of get their emotions out there a bit and talk about them, then maybe they can find some help and, you know, see it through.
Let's talk a little bit more about the EP itself, Ash Mountains. You have a really very soulful voice. There's an intimacy that comes out in the record. I think part of that is the emotional quality to it. But you're able to maintain that not only in the intimacy of listening to it on an iPod or on a record, but in front of 20,000 people at the Edmonton Folk Fest. How do you make that truth expandable?
That's a good question. You know, first and foremost, I love singing. So just kind of the energy it brings me when I'm able to share a bit of my story with an audience. I feel like that's a great privilege to be able to stand up in front of a group of people and have an opportunity like that. So, you know, there's kind of no choice. You may as well say something you really believe in and go for it 100%, and then hopefully that translates.
Are you fully involved in the story that you're telling when you're performing?
Sometimes. Yeah, like a lot of my music, some of it's more straight ahead. Some of it is maybe a touch more cryptic, but I know kind of, you know, what it means when I'm singing these words and what I'm trying to convey, essentially. And then sometimes you just want to have a bunch of fun and get the audience singing along and whatnot. But
Totally. Well, there is an aspect to that. I've seen you live, and you do interact with the audience quite a bit. And
yeah,
you
have
a folksy nature, not just to your personality, but to your music as well. What inspires you as a musician? Like, who did you listen to while you were growing up?
I was pretty lucky. My parents aren't musicians per se, but they have a very vast musical horizon. So I don't know, I grew up listening to like a bunch of Neil Young and Carole King and Leonard Cohen and Bob Dylan, like kind of pretty classic stuff. And I've gone on to draw on some of those older music influences even these days, like the the record that I'm hoping to make pretty quick here. It'd be nice to have a little bit of a nostalgic nature to it, but also keep it in 2014.
Of course, of course. What do you mean by nostalgic? Or how do you keep nostalgic relevant?
I guess, it's just when you listen to old music, sometimes it just has that, it's just got a timbre to it that's, it's just pretty special. It's like not overly produced and,
Well, it's not a bad way of describing your latest EP, Ash Mountains. There's music in the background. There's some heavy drum beats, but a lot of it is just you and your voice, and overlap of your voice on itself.
Yeah, totally.
Is that something that inspires you, or that you're constantly looking for as a musician? Is that more truthful to you than something that's a little bit more overproduced?
Well, I think there's something to be said for all of it. Like sometimes I'm like, man, I wish I just like had some sick loops going and like a crazy drum beat and we could all just like have a party and dance a bunch. Because sometimes you're like singing and you're like, do, listen to my folk song. Like, oh my God. There's a time for all of it. I've been really enjoying playing as a band lately because then you can get everybody up dancing. And then you can maybe like do a ballad or two, but you know. Get a little sweaty, get things going. But, I don't... Oh, sorry, no, I'm kicking the microphone.
It's all good, it's all good. I haven't really set it up all that well anyway, so...
Yeah, these aren't things that I, you know, give too much thought. It's kind of just the songs materialize in time, and then you kind of develop them, and you choose a direction to take them in, and that's just what they become.
I see. You don't want to give up too much about your next record, but are we going to be seeing a little bit more time in the studio, working with different instruments and those sorts of things?
Yeah, absolutely. This last one, because I said a little bit earlier, I just kind of took a great big U-turn very quickly into going into the music world, even though I have been singing since I was pretty young. And music was always my first love, but, you know, the acting bit was good too. But basically, I love when I just ramble and then I'm like, okay, wait, what was the question? let's start that one again. This next record, I want to put it out on vinyl. So okay. I want to do like a good 40 minutes or so. I also find it interesting how a lot of the time these days some people will release singles or EPs kind of because people have maybe a shorter attention span.
Right.
So I don't have it completely planned out, but definitely going to take some time with it, till I'm really, really, really satisfied and excited with what we've come up with. And then hopefully, you know, check off all the little boxes. There's a lot more to it than just kind of recording it and being like, hey, here it is, listen. There's a lot of steps.
Of course. So. Now I'm digging into a little bit of the personal because I do know you for quite some time, but you were just on a trip for 8 months?
Not quite 8 months. That would have been awesome. No, I was just away for just a little over, well, about 4 months.
4 months. How much of that time abroad and some of the musical influences from that trip will be on this new album, do you think?
I went backpacking for just about 4 months, and I brought a little travel guitar. My good pal, Eiley Barnes, who played drums on the record, he lent me this little Martin backpacker.
We should say where you went. You went through Thailand, correct?
I was in Indonesia, okay. And then I went to Nepal for a little while, and then Cambodia, which I really, really loved, and I motorcycled in Vietnam.
Oh, cool.
And then I went through Thailand, and then back to Canada. So it was very, very cool.
Was it interesting to see a whole other culture of music? And
yeah, well, big time, right? Like every stop along the way, you encounter all kinds of crazy stuff when you're roaming around for that long. But I had a really, really great time actually bringing that instrument along with me. And, you know, I found myself in situations where I could share music for like hospitality, or like it actually became a currency because people, it's a pretty universal thing, a love of music, especially if you have songs that can kind of cover something that's a bit universal. So yeah, I actually played a lot while I was away, and prior to leaving I wasn't sure if it'd be a good time to go because it never seems like a good time to break away from trying to gain momentum in North America, but definitely a good idea. Mm-hmm. I think because there's such a big wide world out there that's so much more than, I don't know, Edmonton.
Yeah, of course. Is there a love-hate relationship with Edmonton? I know you were born and raised here and you spent most of your time networking here and this is where you grown up.
Mostly love. It's the people, and I did grow up here, born and raised, but, you know, I am super thankful for all the opportunities that it takes about a lifetime to have, you know, connections with someone even like you. You're like, hey, let's come in, let's do a radio feature. Like, that's so great. If you, you know, move away to a different spot, it takes a long time to kind of get people on board with what you're doing and also know what other people are doing in the community. So no, mostly love. I do want to kind of give Greater Canada a go, but Edmonton is my home and my family's here and my friends are here and I like it a lot.
Well, Edmonton loves you. We never want you to leave. Okay. So you have to stay. And if not, come back and play Folk Fest every year.
Yeah, I'd love to. Let's talk to Terry Wickham about that.
All right. Thanks so much for being here, Kaylee.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, you've got a show coming up July 12th in Pembina, right?
At the Pembina, yeah. At the Pembina Music Festival. It's going to be fun. Michael Ralt's playing that as well, like an old pal of mine from Riverdale, Braden Gates.
Cool.
Those are kind of more.
And for your Edmonton fans, you'll be there here the next Monday, July 14th, correct, at Wonder Bar?
At Wonder Bar, yep. There's a couple of things going on then. We're going to Calgary for a little bit later in that week. But yeah, there's definitely some dates.
Where can people get information about where your shows are going
to
be?
The best way, if you guys are interested to come hang out, which would be awesome, I just have a website that's just my name. So it's KayleeThomas.com.
KayleeThomas.com. I'll throw that in the show notes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of a good one for just kind of anything. And then also a Facebook page as well. But yeah, there's always lots going on. So definitely come. We'll have a beer. Sing some songs.
Sounds good. Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Kaylee.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. What a great interview. I can't thank Kaylee enough for coming on the show. Man, she's just so well-spoken and so articulate. And I really have a good feeling. I really think she's going to be going far. And let's keep cheering for her, seeing all of the shows that you can that are hers, you know, Edmonton Talent. You've got to support it. And, of course, the University of Alberta, our own, another local talent coming right here from this beautiful campus. So, again, Kaylee, thank you very much for being here. And thank you very much for responding to my emails while you were traveling abroad and allowing me to play your music on the show even before even before I knew what it was. So thank you very much for that. Guys, just a little bit of contact information before we head out for the rest of the week. If you want to get a hold of us, like I said off the top, best place to do that is at What's Up UAlberta on Twitter, for those of you on the Twitter. We're starting a little bit of conversation there, specifically with regards to our last guest, Dong Wu. If you guys haven't had a chance to listen to him speak, that show is up on the website and as a podcast. And he talked a little bit about what's the value of an arts degree and why his arts degree meant so much to him. So we've started a little conversation there. If you guys have something to contribute, at What's Up UAlberta on Twitter. Also, if you want to have a little bit more long-winded response or, you know, want to give some feedback to the show, there is also a Gmail account where you can write emails to. That's wualberta.gmail.com. That's wualberta.gmail.com. Any feedback, any information about the show, if you want to come on the show, hit us up there. Or again, like I said, on Twitter. Well, that's about all the time we have left for the show today. Guys, thank you very much for tuning in. And I will see you in 2 weeks.